Today's Shir of the Rambam is Perek Shvi, Hilchas Ishus, Chapter 7 of the Laws Concerning Marriage, and it is a continuation of the laws concerning betrothal that is conditional, the laws of Tanai. Halacha Aleph, Paragraph 1. Ha'omer le'isha, harayat mekudeshes li, al menas sheyirtza avi. Man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me on the condition that my father agrees to it. Ratza ha'av mekudeshes, if the father consents to it, she is betrothed. Lo ratza, o sheshasak, o shemeis, kodem sheyishma hadavar, eina mekudeshes. If the father either does not consent to it, or he is silent, or he dies before he hears about it, she is not betrothed, because the condition was not met. If the man says, al menash lo yimache avi, that I am betrothing you on the condition my father does not protest, shama umicha, eina mekudeshes. If the father hears about it and does protest, then of course she is not betrothed. However, lo micha, if he does not protest, o shemes, or if he dies, in which case he did not protest, hareza mekudesha, she would be betrothed, because the condition here was not that he should consent, but that he should not protest against it. And in this case, he did not protest. Meis habein v'yachar kach shama ha'av, if the son dies after he made this proposal, and then the father first hears about it. Now, if the father, after hearing about it, would say he doesn't mind or he doesn't protest, then of course the marriage would have been valid, and in that case the wife would be subject to the laws of Yibum and Chalitza. She might have to marry or get Chalitza from her husband's brother. And therefore the Rambam says, Melamdim ha'av sheyomar, we teach the father, we coach him that he should say, Eini rotza, I don't want it, I don't consent to it, kidei shelo yehu kedushin, in order that the betrothal should not be valid, velo tipo lefnei yavam, and she should not be subject to the laws of levirate marriage, having to marry the brother-in-law, as we noted before. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2. Ha'omer le'isha, harayat mekudeshes li bazeh, al menashe yesh li masayim zuz, o beis kar afar. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed to me with this, provided that I have 200 zuz, or one kar of land. A kar is enough land in which to sow 30 saw, that's a measurement, of grain, and that amounts to 274 square cubits, as the Rambam writes in a subsequent chapter. So the Rambam says, Im yesh sham edim sheyesh lo, harezo mekudeshes. If he has witnesses that he possesses the 200 zuz, or the base kar of land, then she is betrothed. V'im ein lo, harezo mekudeshes mesafik. If he doesn't have, then she is betrothed only in doubt. Shema yeshlo, v'hu omer ein li kedei lekalkula, lest he might really possess it, and he says he doesn't have it in order to make some problems for her. The problems referred to here is that she might get married to someone else and have children, and then later on he might come and prove that he had the money or he had the land, and that would make her forbidden to her second husband, and her children from the second husband would be illegitimate, would be mamzerim, because she was a married woman. Halacha Gimel. Harayat mekudeshes li bazeh, al menash yesh li masayim zuz, o beis kar afar bimkom ploni. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me with this, on the condition that I have 200 zuz, or one kar of land, in such and such a place, he specifies the place. The rule is as follows. Im yesh lo ba'osa makom, harizo mekudeshes. If he has the 200 zuz, or he has the land where he designated it, then she is, of course, betrothed. V'im ein lo ba'osa makom sha'omer. If he does not have it in the place where he said he had it, harizo mekudeshes misafik. He is never shema yesh lo sham, v'hu miskavein lekalkala. If he does not have the money or the land in the place where he says he has it, then she is only betrothed out of doubt, because we're afraid he might have it there and he intends to cause her harm, in the same way that we discussed in the preceding halacha. Other authorities, namely the Rush, disagrees with the Rambam in this law, and he says there's not even a doubt, because if he would have had the real estate, or it would have been well known, because it's impossible to hide land and everyone would have known about it, and therefore the Rush maintains that there is absolutely no betrothal at all. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Harayat mekudeshes li bazeh, al menash she'arech masayim zuz, o beis kar afar. Harezo mekudeshes vi'arena. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me, provided that I show you 200 zuz, or a kar of land. Then the betrothal was valid, and he must show these to her to fulfill his condition. Hera hazuzim biyad acherim, o shehera beis kar afar bisdei acherim, eina mekadeshes ad sheyarena mishalo. Now, what happens if the man shows her the money, but he shows her the money in the possession of someone else? Or if he shows her a kar of land, but in someone else's field? The betrothal is invalid until he shows her these in his own possession. Laka hamaz bahalva o bishutvus, o shesacha hasada alakha ba'arisus vehera, eina mekudeshes ad sheyarena mishalo. The Rambam goes a step further. If he obtains the money on loan or in partnership, or if he rents the land or holds it in tenancy and shows these to her, the betrothal is still invalid until he shows her these in his own possession. And the reason for this, the Rambam continues, Shemashma she'arech, she'arech mishal atzmi davar zeh shamarti lach, because the implication of the words of what he says, that I will show you, is that this thing I told you that I will show you is to be my own. The implication of his words is that they are his own, and totally his own, not having to borrow it or have it in partnership with someone else. Halacha hei, hayo lo beis kar afar, v'hayo bo nikayim amukim asara tvachim, o slaim gevoim asara tvachim. If the man had one kar of land that had in it grooves or ditches that are 10 handbreadths deep, or he had hard, rocky land that is 10 handbreadths high. Im hayu hanikayim maleim mayim, harehem kislaim ve'ein nimdadim imo. If the grooves, the ditches, were filled with water, then they are regarded as rocks, and they cannot be measured and calculated with the rest of the field. Mipnei she'einam ru'uyin lizriya, because they're not fit for sowing. You can't plant anything in that area. Ve'im einam maleim mayim nimdadim imo. If they were not filled with water, you can measure and count that area of the depression of the groove to be part of the field. Mipnei she'einam ru'uyin lizriya, because it is fit for cultivation, even though it's a groove and a ditch on the land. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Ha'omer le'isha, hareyat mekudeshes li bazeh, amanah she'ein olayach nedarim. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me, provided that you are not under a vow, v'nimtza haleh echad mishlosh nedarim elu, and she is found to be under one of three vows, namely, shelo tochal basar, o shelo tishte yayin, o shelo tiskashit v'minei tzivonim. One vow might be that she is not to eat meat. Another vow is that she is not to drink wine. A third is that she is not to adorn herself with colored garments. In this case, eina mekudesh, she is not betrothed, because she does have the vows. Nimtza oleha neder chutz mi'elu, afal pishu omer makbid ani afilu al zeh, hareza mekudeshes. If she is found to be under any other vow, other than these three, the betrothal is valid, even if the man says, I am particular about this kind of vow also, because most people don't really care about other things other than these three. V'im amar lo amna she'ein alayach kol neder, afilo nimtzei she'nodre she'lotochel charuvin eina mekudeshes. If, however, he says to her, provided that you are not under any kind of vow, the betrothal is not valid, even if she had vowed no more than that she will not eat of the fruit of the carob tree. Even an insignificant vow like that, since he specified that he does not want to marry her, his condition is that she has absolutely no vow, this would prevent the betrothal from taking effect. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Hareyat mekudeshes li bazeh, al menah she'ein bach mumin. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me with this, provided that you have no bodily defects. V'nimtza ba echad min hamumin haposlim banashim, eina mekudeshes. And one of the defects that disqualify women is found in her, the betrothal is invalid. Nimtza ba mum acher chutz mi'osam hamumin. If any other defect, other than those that disqualify women, is found, afal pisha amr makbid ani afilu al zeh, hareza mekudeshes. Even if the man says, I am particular about this one also, the betrothal is still valid. Umahim hamumim haposlim banashim. What are the defects that disqualify women? Kol hamumim haposlim bakohanim poslim banashim. All the defects that disqualify a kohen, a priest, in the temple, disqualify also women. Ubehilchos bias migdash yizbaru kol mumim shel kohanim. In the laws concerning entrance into the temple, all the defects disqualifying priests will be explained and enumerated. V'yoser aleim benashim, women have additional defects, and they are reyach ra, unpleasant body odor, v'zeya, excessive perspiration, v'reyach hapeh, offensive breath, v'kol ove, a thick voice, v'dadin gasin michavriseh tefach, breasts larger by a handbreadth than those of other women, v'tefach bein dad l'dad, one handbreadth space between one breast and the other, v'neshichas kelev, v'nasa hamokim tzalechkes, a dog bite healed into a rough scar, v'shumash ala padachas, and a mole on the forehead, afilu haisa ktana b'yoser, even if it was very small, v'afilu krova l'sa'ar rosha, even if it's very close to the hair of the head, v'afal pisha ein bas seir, and even though it grows no hair, it is nevertheless considered to be a defect. V'zohi hashumash yaseira isha al hakohanim. This is the kind of mole that disqualifies women, but not priests. Avayim haisa shuma sheyesh bo seir b'shar hapanim, o shuma gdola ki isar, afal pisha ein bo seir, hareze mum bein b'kohanim bein b'noshim. If, however, the mole grows hair and is located on any other part of the face, or if the mole is as large as an isar, that's a coin, even if it grows no hair, it is considered a defect in both priests and women. An isar was a small Italian coin. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. Hamekadesh isha stam, v'nimtza olea echad min hamumin haposlim benashim. If a man betroths a woman unconditionally, and if thereupon one of the defects that disqualify women is found in her, o nimtza olea echad mishloshin edarim, hareizo mekadeshes besafik, or she is found to be subject to one of the three vows that we mentioned before, the validity of the betrothal is in doubt. Kitcha al menashe ein olea nedarim, v'hayu olea nedarim, if a man betroths the woman on the understanding that she is subject to no vow, and she is so subject, but goes to the sage and has her vow renounced and retracted by absolving her from it, the betrothal is valid, because the law is that a rabbi, a chacham, can uproot the vow that it should have no effect retroactively. Halacha tes, kitcha al menashe ein ba mumin, if he betroths her on the understanding that she has no bodily defects, and she does have such defects, but then she goes to a physician and he heals her, the betrothal is invalid. Because obviously the physician can only cure her from now, but at the time of betrothal she still had that defect. Aval im hisna ha'ish, she'ein olav nedarim, v'she'ein bo mumin. But if the man stipulates that he does not have any vows, or he does not have any bodily defects, v'hayu olav nedarim, v'hayu bo mumin, v'halach eitzel chacham v'hitiro, eitzel rofe v'ripo, but he did have vows, and he did have defects, and he went to the chacham, to the rabbi, to rescind the vows, or he went to the physician to cure him, harezo mekadesh, she is betrothed. And the reason for that is, she'ein g'nai la'ish b'mumin shekvar nirpu, because it is not so much of a disgrace for the man to have those defects once they are cured, and the woman is not likely to be particular about it. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. Ha'omer le'isha, hareyat mikudeshes li bozeh, al menas she'etein leich mosayim zuz, mikan v'yad shloshim yom. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me with this, on the understanding that I will pay you 200 zuz, between now and 30 days hence. Im nasan la betoch shloshim yom mikudeshes. V'im avru shloshim yom v'lo nasan la ein mikudeshes. If he gives her the money within 30 days, she is betrothed. If 30 days pass and he does not give it to her, she is not betrothed, because he did not keep his condition when he said that he would give her the money within 30 days. Hareyat mikudeshes li bezuzim elu la'acha shloshim yom. If a man says to the woman, you are betrothed unto me with these zuzim after 30 days, that means the betrothal shall not take effect until after 30 days. Afal pishin es aklu hamoas betoch shloshim yom, harezo mekudeshes la'acha shloshim yom. Even if the money is used up within these 30 days, the betrothal is still valid after the 30 days are over. V'im chazabo betoch shloshim, o chazar hi, ein mekudeshes. If, however, he or she retracts the betrothal within these 30 days, the betrothal is not valid, because the betrothal did not take effect until 30 days. Halacha Yud Aleph, Ba Sheni V'Kitcha B'Toch Shloshim Yom. in the foregoing case, where the man says to her, "You will be betrothed unto me," after 30 days, a second person comes along and betroths her within these 30 days. Harezo mekudeshes lasheni la'olam. She will be permanently betrothed to the second person. And the reason for this is, lefisha bishar shekidsha hasheni lo haisa mekudeshes. Because when the second person betrothed her, she was not yet betrothed to anyone else. V'tafsu ba kedushi sheni v'nasas eishes ish. And the second person's betrothal took effect, and she becomes a married woman. And therefore, no other betrothal can take effect. Ula'achar shloshim yom. Now after the 30 days, when the first betrothal will confront her, it will find her as being a married woman, in which case it could not possibly take effect. Consequently, it is as if the first person was about to betroth a married woman who is no longer subject to betrothal. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Ha'omer le'isha harei at mekudeshes li me'achshav ula'ach shloshim yom b'din rezeh. If a man says to a woman, "Behold, you are betrothed unto me as of now, and after 30 days with this dinar." Now, what happens after that? Uba acher v'kidsha b'tocha shloshim yom. Someone else comes along and betroths her within the 30 days. Harezo mekudeshes misafik l'shneim. She is betrothed doubtfully to both these people. Because we have a question about the intention of the first person's betrothal. When he says, as of now, and after 30 days, what do they mean? Are they a condition? That means, he means to say that I give myself the option to change my mind within 30 days. If I won't change my mind, then they shall take effect now. That means if he doesn't change his mind within 30 days, she is betrothed retroactively, and the second person's betrothal is worthless. Or, perhaps, when he says, as of now, and then he adds, and after 30 days, he means to retract his original statement, and he really only means to betroth her after 30 days. And then, she's of course a free woman to be betrothed by the second person. That's why we consider her betrothed to both out of doubt. And what do we do? L'fichach shneim nosnim get. They must both give her a bill of divorce, bein betoch ha-shloshim yom, bein la'acha ha-shloshim yom. The get can be given within the 30 days or after the 30 days. If he says to her, "Hareyat mekudeshesli mi'achshav ula'acha shloshim yom," behold, you were betrothed unto me as of now and after 30 days. Uba acher v'amar, someone else came along and says, "Hareyat mekudeshesli mi'achshav ula'acha esrim yom," behold, you were betrothed unto me as of now and after 20 days. Uba acher v'amar, and someone else comes along, a third person, and says, "Hareyat mekudeshesli me'achshav ula'acha asara yamin." Behold, you are betrothed unto me as of now and after 10 days. Afilu he'me'a ala seder hazeh. Even if there are 100 people who follow this order, each one betroths her as of now and after the number of days that is less than the one before. Kedushe kulim tovsimba. All of these people's betrothal take effect. Utzricha get mikol echad v'echad. And she requires a bill of divorce from every one of them. Because it is doubtful, and we consider her to be betrothed out of doubt to all of these people. Because we have the same doubt in all of these cases. When a person says, as of now, and after 30 days, or after 20 days, we don't know if that's a condition, or if he's retracting his words. And therefore, there's room for every one of these betrothals to take effect. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Ha'omer le'isha, harayat mekudeshesli, chutz miploni. Man says to a woman, "You are betrothed unto me, but with the exception of that person, of so-and-so." Klomer, what does he mean by that? Shalot te'asar alav. You will not be forbidden to that person. Elatia eishes ish al kol ha'olam, ulaploni kipnuya. To the entire world, you will be a married woman. But to that person, you will be as if you were single. Hareza mekudeshes mesafik. The betrothal here is in doubt. The doubt is whether you can marry a woman, betroth a woman, and leave someone out, or do we compare betrothal to divorce, in which case the divorce has to be complete and total. Aval im amar la harayat mekudeshes li al menas shetiyu muteres leploni, hareza mekudeshes. However, if he says to her, "Behold, you are betrothed unto me, provided that you will be permitted to so-and-so," she is then betrothed. V'tiyah asura alav kishar ha'am. However, we don't honor his condition. She is forbidden to that person, just like she's forbidden to everyone else. Because he made a condition in a matter that she cannot fulfill. And we learned in the preceding chapter that if one makes a condition against that which the Torah allows you to do, the condition is null and void, and the betrothal will take effect even without the condition. Halacha Yudalit 14. Hanosin shtei prutos leisha v'amr la harayat mekudeshes li hayom ba'achas uva'achas la'achas she'agar sheikh harayza mekudeshes uchashi yigarish osa tia mekudeshes achi yigarish osa pam shnia min kedushe pruta shnia. If a man gives two pruta, the minimum amount for betrothal, to a woman, and says to her, "Behold, you were betrothed unto me today with one of these, and with the other after I shall have divorced you," she is validly betrothed, and after he divorces her, she is betrothed to him again, until he divorces her once more out of the second betrothal that was contracted with the second pruta. Aval im amr leisha, harei at mekudeshes li bazeh, la'achash esgayir, la'achash tisgayri, la'achash eshtachre, la'achash tishtachreri, la'achash yamas balich, la'achash tamas achoseich, eina mekudeshes, lefish eina yachal ato lekacha. If, however, a man says to her, "Behold, you are betrothed unto me as soon as I become a convert to Judaism, or as soon as you become a convert, or as soon as I am freed from being a slave, or as soon as you are freed, or upon your husband's death, or upon your sister's death," then the betrothal is invalid, because he cannot now contract a valid betrothal with her. And the rule is that you cannot sell or buy something that does not yet exist unless you have the ability to transact that particular transaction right now. Halacha Tezvav, paragraph 15. Ha'omer li'yavama, one who says to a woman whose husband died childless and she is now bound to her brother-in-law, either to marry him or to get chalitza. Harayat mekudeshes li'bazeh, la'achash yachlatz le'yavamech. Harezim mekudeshes, you are betrothed unto me with this. After you obtain chalitza from your brother-in-law, she is betrothed. And the reason for that is, ho'el v'ilu kitcha ata ha'yikidushin tofsin ba'mesafik. Because if he would betroth her right now, there would be a question as to whether the betrothal would be valid, because we already learned earlier that this type of a forbidden relationship, marrying a woman who is bound to her brother-in-law, is in doubt whether the marriage would take effect or not. Halacha Tezayin, ha'omer l'chavero, im yold ishtecha nekeva, harihi mekudeshes li'bazeh, lo amar klum. If a man says to his friend, "If your wife will bear a female child, she shall be betrothed unto me with this," He had said nothing. V'im ha'isa eishes chaverim uberes, v'hukar ha'uber, hareza mekudeshes. If, however, his friend's wife was pregnant, and one can tell and detect that the fetus is indeed there, then the betrothal is valid. V'yira li, it appears to me, the Rambam says, shitzarech lagza ulekadish osa achashat elid al yidei aviha, that he should then again betroth her after she gives birth, through the agency of her father, kadesh yachnis osa bekedushin she'ein behem dofi, so that he might wed her with a betrothal that is free from any taint. Halacha Yud Zayin 17. Ha'omer le'isha harayat mekudeshes li b'me'ah dinarim v'nasan la'afilu dinar echad harayza mekudeshes mishalokcha hadinar. If a man says to a woman, "You betrothed unto me with 100 dinar," and he gives her even 1 dinar, she is betrothed once she takes the dinar. V'hu she'yashlim lo hashar, provided he then makes up and gives her the rest. Shezeh kemisha amar, this can be compared to the one who says, harayat mekudeshesli bedinar zeh al menasha ashtim lech mea dinarim. You are betrothed unto me with this dinar, provided that I make up and give you the rest of the 100. Shehi mekudeshes lo miyachshav, where she is betrothed to this man retroactively. B'me dvar mamurim, when does the foregoing apply? Ki she'amar lo b'mea dinarim stam, when he just says 100 dinar without specifying. Avim perdish v'amar lo, harayat mekudeshes li b'mea dinarim elu, v'hischel limnos l'toch yada, eina mekudeshes at she'yashm lo mea. But if he specifies and says to her, "You are betrothed unto me with these 100 dinar," and he begins to count them into her hand, she is not betrothed until he gives her the full 100 dinar. Vafilu b'dinar ha'achron, shneim yecholim lagza zeh b'zeh, and up to the last dinar, they both could change their minds about the marriage. V'chein im nimtza manechasa dinar, ay nimtza mehem dinar nechoshes, eina mekudeshes. Likewise, if they find that the total amount of 100 is lacking even 1 dinar, or one of them is a copper dinar, she is not betrothed. Nimtza behem dinar ra, im yecholu lehotzi al yidei hadchak yachlifenu, v'im lav eina mekudeshes. If one of the dinar is found to be defective, the rule is as follows. If she can spend it, though only with an effort, he must exchange it. If she cannot spend it, the betrothal is invalid. Halacha Yudches, 18. Amar la harayat mekudeshes li bebegadim elu shehim shavim chamishim dinarim. You are betrothed unto me with these garments that are worth 50 dinar. V'hayu shomeshi yukayotze behen sheisha misavo lahem. And they were of silk or similar fabric that a woman covets. Im hayu shavim chamishim harizam mekudeshes mishas lekicha. If they were worth 50, then she is betrothed from the time that she took them. V'einam tzrichim shuma bashuk v'achar kachtiyem mekudeshes kedeshet hismor daita. There is no need to have them first appraised in the market, and only then declare the betrothal valid, on the ground that she must first feel confident of their value. Ella ho il v'heim shavim kamosha amala hareza mekudeshes mishar rishona v'im einam shavim einam mekudeshes. Rather, since they are worth as he had told her, she is betrothed from the very beginning, from the time she takes the garment, and if they are not worth, she is not betrothed. Halacha Yates, 19. Ish v'isha shahayu asukin b'divir erison, a man and a woman who were involved in discussing matters of betrothal. Hu omer b'meya dinarim akadish osach, v'hi omeris einim iskadeshes l'cha ela b'masayim. If he says, with 100 dinar I will betroth you, and she says, I will not be betrothed with anything less than 200. V'holach v'zele beiso, they both return to their respective homes. V'achakach tavu zeh zeh v'kichu stav. And if thereafter they summon each other and effect the betrothal without specifying the amount, im ha'ish tava es ha'isha, yi asa divrei ha'isha. V'im ha'isha tava es ha'ish, yi asa divrei ha'ish. If the man is the one who summons the woman, then the condition of the woman must be met. If the woman is the one who summons the man, then the condition of the man is satisfactory, sufficient. Halacha chaf. 20. If one makes an agent to betroth a woman for himself, and the agent betroths her conditionally, she is not betrothed. Likewise, if he says to the shliach, to the agent, to betroth the woman conditionally, and he betroths her without a condition, or he uses another condition, or he modifies the condition, she is not betrothed. Chafalov, 21. Amar lo, kachali b'makom ploni v'holach v'kitcha b'makom acher einam mekudeshes. Betroth this woman to me in this and this place, and he betroths her elsewhere, she is not betrothed. However, kachali v'hari hi b'makom ploni v'holach v'kitcha b'makom acher hareza mekudeshes. B'pnei shemarim makim hulo. If the man says to the agent, betroth her unto me, and she happens to be in this and this place, and he betroths her elsewhere, she is betrothed, because he's merely telling her, telling the shliach, the agent, where she is. V'chein hi sha'amra l'shlucha kabali kedusha b'mkom ploni v'kiblum lo b'makom achar eina mekodeshes. The same would be true about a woman who says to her agent, accept the betrothal from me in such and such a place, and the agent accepts him elsewhere, she is not betrothed. Hare habal b'mkom ploni v'kiblum lo b'makom achar hareza mekodeshes m'pnei shemara makim hilo. However, if she says, my husband happens to be in this and this place, and the shliach accepts the betrothal for her in another place, she is betrothed because she is merely telling the shliach where the husband is, but is not including that in the condition. Halacha Chav Beis, 22. Hamakadish asa isha v'chazu b'mayad hu ahi af al pisha chazu b'tol k'dei dibur ein chazarasa klum v'arihi mekudeshes. If a man betroths a woman, and if immediately thereafter either he or she retracts the betrothal, the retraction is ineffective, even if they do so within the time needed to make an utterance, and the betrothal remains valid. Halacha Chav Gimel, 23. Hamakadish al tanai v'chaz acha kame yam uvital hatanai af al pisha bitl beino leveino shalo b'fnei edim batal hatanai v'arihi mekudeshes. If a man betroths a woman conditionally, and after several days changes his mind and cancels the condition is null and void, even if he cancels it privately between him and her, and not in the presence of witnesses, and therefore she is now betrothed without any condition at all. Similarly, if the condition is stipulated by the woman, and she subsequently cancels it privately between him and her, the condition is null and void. Therefore, if a man betroths a woman conditionally, and then weds her or has intercourse with her without any conditions, she requires a get, even if the condition has not been fulfilled, since he may have cancelled the condition when he had intercourse with her or wedded her. Likewise, if a man betroths a woman with less than a pruta or with a loan, and then has intercourse with her without any condition, and in the presence of witnesses, she requires a get, because his reliance is upon the intercourse as the token of marriage, rather than upon the defective betrothal. The presumption is that no Jew of good character will make his intercourse with a woman an act of harlotry, and in this case he is surely able to make it an act of observance of a commandment. So even though the betrothal is not valid, the act of intercourse itself will constitute the betrothal. With this, the Rambam concludes the seventh chapter of the Laws of Marriage.